I've never been a fan of affirmative action. I've never been a fan of DEI. And to me, those things are even
Same.
more racist. If you want to make those people more competitive in the work field, help develop programs that actually give them the tools, the fundamental tools to actually get these jobs, to actually be more
Yeah,
marketable.
get to the root of the problem. Don't just say, "Hey, look what I'm doing for y'all." Like, it goes with that saying,
"Teach a man how to fish."
You teach a, yeah, teach a man how to fish. I have a question for you.
That's
Hold
some
on, hold on. I have a question
disrespect.
for you. Would you quit your job if you find out that you were a DEI hire?
Would you snitch on DEI hires for some money?
That's a good question. To be honest with you, I'm not a snitch, but I don't understand the whole idea behind DEI.
So,
It feels like it was a problem that they tried to fix by just putting a band-aid and some perfume over the shit, and it just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't even think it was a problem. But so Trump this new administration has sent out an email demanding to what's it called, identify the leaders of DEI programs or initiatives at the, you know, at certain government jobs. So I don't know, maybe some of them won't get fired. You gotta give them a list. Would you, if you were in their position, would you actually give up that list? So you know what? Mark was hired. Mark is in charge of this and that
Is Mark
program.
making more money than me? Is Mark making more
Oh,
money than me?
that's
If that nigga
angry.
making more money than me, that nigga gotta go.
Oh shit, okay. Now that's the black mentality. I know.
You feel me? Crabs in a barrel. You feel me? That's how it got to
Let's
be.
go. So would you
We
con
gotta keep the same energy with the whiteys that we do with the niggas. So you feel me? Just
Okay. So would you snitch?
yeah. Anybody who's making more money than me, I'm getting them the hell
Oh,
out of there.
you fucking up.
Especially. Oh, okay. Let's think about this, right? If I got hired off of merit, right? They're like, okay, you have the qualifications to do this job because you went to school, got a degree, or you have the experience or whatever have you, right? And there's somebody else that got the job because there's a quota to be filled. Let's say black woman, Asian, gay, straight, whatever the quota is, right? If you're getting hired based on that quota, that's a big middle finger to the people who got hired based on their qualification. The issue that I have with DEI is that it's supposedly trying to solve like getting those people into those fields
It's supposed to be
that
less
doesn't have.
racist. Like it supposedly it's supposed to put them at a
Because
less of a
it's not just about
disadvantage.
race. It's not just about race. It's about trying to get more of a certain type of people into a certain type of field or workforce and things like that, right? Which is all fine and dandy. The issue is you need to give people the opportunity to learn themselves, get educated, get the certifications that they need. You need to actually give them the opportunity to actually get qualified for those positions. Hiring someone based off of skin color, gender, all of that nonsense,
But
that's discriminatory. It's like, oh, I'm hiring you because of physical attributes or
you have no
other
control over.
characteristics that nobody has control over. I can't help it if I was born black or white or whatever the exclusion criterias might be. So then, why are we even doing it?
Wait. The other
So
side. The other
that's
side
my
is
take.
the other.
I am cooning. Say whatever you want. FLDI, motherfuckers.
The
Go ahead.
other side is the other side is. Because these groups tend to be marginalized, they are already at a disadvantage and need that little extra boost to make themselves more,
Again,
to give themselves
that
a little.
extra boost is actually fixing those communities, actually having resources, actually have a better education system. That's what's gonna fix that issue.
If you want to include diversity of thought, which what DEI claims to want to be doing, why is that based on race? Why is it based on gender? Why is it based on sexual orientation? Are you saying black people think a certain way, gay people think a certain way, women think a certain way? Is that what you're saying? American.
Okay.
So, but the idea of making
Okay.
these things race-based is racist in nature, as opposed to making it merit-based. Like just like you, I agree. If you want to make those people more competitive in the work field, right? Help develop programs that actually take, like, give them the tools, the fundamental tools to actually get these jobs, to actually be more marketable.
Yeah, get to the root of the problem. Don't just say, hey, look what I'm doing for y'all. Like, no, bitch. Like, it goes with that saying.
Teach a man how to fish?
Teach a man how to fish. And don't just, like, bring him fish. Like, no. Like, teach him how to fish, and he'll be able to feed himself for years to come. This nonsense of the you know, when I'm applying for jobs, every time, you know, it has that identification questionnaire. Yeah, voluntary. And they ask you, like, if you're black, whatever. Yeah. Most of the time, I put no. Like, I am, like, no. I refuse to identify.
Yeah.
Because I have two reasons, right? I'm like, you know, I'm black, so we're very paranoid, right? So I'm like, I have two reasons. I'm like, okay, they want to know that I'm black so that they don't hire me.
Or
they're only hiring me because I said that I'm black.
Yeah.
Whichever case, I don't like it.
Yes.
So I'm like, no.
And the idea of implicit bias, I hate that side of the argument where, like, oh, given two equal exact resumes, but one has a black name and the other one has a white name, like, the hiring manager might just hire the white guy. And I'm like, okay, and, like, we all have our biases. We all have implicit biases. If I'm a hiring manager, I'm looking at two exact resumes. Mm-hmm. One is from a white person, one is from a black person. Guess who I'm hiring? The black person, because I can relate on that, level, correct. Right? So, and then, correct. Now let's say both resumes are from black people, two black guys applying for the same job. They're equally, same skills, same level of experience, equal resumes, and just two different black guys. But one of them loves soccer, and his favorite team is Liverpool. The other one watches American football. I'm gonna go with the nigga who likes soccer because I can, like, we connect on that. I could relate to you on that. So I'd rather, like, the idea of implicit biases.
That's a good point.
The idea of implicit biases,
like,
is
just off of names, right? Let's say, like, oh, this person is named Joe. This person is named, like, I don't know, Samuel. I'm like, oh, wait, I knew a Joe back in my days, and he was a pretty cool guy. You know what? I'm gonna pick the nigga whose name is Joe because he reminds me of
my friend. Who's before, like, yeah.
And then that's it.
There's nothing really wrong with implicit biases. It only matters what you do with those biases. We all have biases. Like, I hold certain biases towards Europeans, towards certain groups of people, certain ethnicities, certain language. Like, certain Spanish accents, I hate certain Spanish accents. Some of us are like, I don't want, like, to act like...
This is coming from someone who... I'm not racist, guys, but I feel more comfortable being around black people than I am around white people. Straight up. But I'm not going to sit here and support some nonsense that's just is discriminatory in nature. To me, it's like, we're not solving anything with this nonsense. So,
but you see how
snitch on your coworkers.
You see how you have your bias? You're like, I feel more comfortable around black people than white people. But that doesn't stop you. You don't act on those biases and just be like, you know what? I'm never going to be around white people. Like, you understand your biases and you give the benefit of the doubt. The same way, if the hiring manager was a white guy, but because he's so into black culture, like, oh man, black people are more cool, they're gonna bring fun to the workplace, I'd rather hire a black guy than a white guy, then no one has a problem with that, right? He's still using his implicit bias to pick
the
culture he's more interested in. So, like, DI is just trying to solve an issue that isn't there. The real issue, if you want to be honest about it, the real issue is just at the developmental level. The issue is at the developmental level.
You didn't put me in high school for that word. Oh my
that's
god!
How you know, that's how you know I'm not. That's how you know I'm not. I'm not an American.
You're not from this country. See, our opinion matters when it comes to this shit because we're not even from this country.
We're not even Americans.
Like, we should be benefiting from DEI, but we don't want it. Okay, ask a Nigerian. A Nigerian will refuse a DEI hire.
I know.
These niggas are hardworking. They're scamming every day to make ends meet. They don't give a fuck. They just want to do what they need to do. Asians, same shit.
No, for real.
It's a
mindset.
African Americans who are the ones who want
really
this DEI
is,
shit.
It really is a mindset. I work in tech, right? And, like, the majority of black people I see in tech are Nigerians. Mm-hmm. Because growing up, they tell them you can only be a doctor, lawyer, and engineer, right? So those things are very important to them. So they're going to work and grind to get to those positions. Same thing. I work with a lot of freaking Indians. You know, Indians pretty much run, like, India has, like, a big, it's a huge tech hub. Like, a lot of those tech jobs are getting outsourced to India. And in their culture, it's very privatized still. You got to make something of yourself. You got to go into business. You got to go into technology. Like, that's just a mindset thing. It's not because, they're at a disadvantage, so more white people. Like, where's the disadvantage when it comes to sports? To sports, like basketball, to football, like, what are this? Why are you not putting out the disadvantages there? Like, so I know, because it's all merit based on how you perform.
Ooh, you know you're making a lot of sense. Hold on there a minute. How come they don't have DEI when it comes to basketball teams
or football teams?
Get more white players, nigga. Because they will fucking lose if they get more white players.
Because their group is not typically marginalized and blah blah blah. It's like, no, that's not.
Nah, bro. Because they'll fucking lose if they get white players. Like, and then the same thing with any sports that's dominated by a certain group of people. In MLS, a bunch of Hispanics and you know, some whites.
Yeah, but less...
Nobody goes, we need to get more black players in the MLS. Like, soccer. No, nigga. Whoever can actually play. Like, I'll niggas don't be playing soccer like that.
It's not an issue. From my personal experience, at the very least... Whether you say, oh, we're not educated on the matter, blah, blah, blah. I've never seen a compelling argument that wasn't, like, everything has just been anecdotal experience. And, like, no one's really, people are just making claims and then going with it, running, oh, yeah, this is what it is. People are discriminated where, how, when, who. Like, you're telling me, how can you know someone wasn't hired because of their race? How can you know because someone wasn't hired just because they're black? Like, how do you know these things? Oh, because there's a history
now,
of...
Now I have a question though, right? So I think I also read somewhere that apparently they will put DEI hires on leave, like paid leave for now until they figure out what to do. So when you're hired as a DEI, are you marked as a DEI hire? Like, do they keep it following? Like, oh, yeah, this nigga is only here because he's a DEI. So when shit hits the fan, he's going to be the first one to go.
This is causing more of an issue than it's actually solving. Same thing with affirmative action. Same thing with DEI. And a lot of...
Do you know any DEI hires?
How would I know? I wouldn't know. Even
well, if you have friends who fit a certain group, like, I don't
if
know.
If I was a DEI, I don't know. And the thing is, if I found out I was a DEI hired, I would be very like, oh yeah, so I wasn't good enough to get hired. The only thing I was good enough for was my skin. And that's why I got hired. Like, that's what the merit was.
Yeah, because you got to get quotas. Yes.
Something I have no control over. I didn't choose to be black, so you hired me because I was black. Like,
I have a question for you. Hold on. I have a question for you. Would you quit your job if you find out that you're a DEI hire?
Would I quit my job?
Yeah, if you find out that you're a DEI hire.
I'd sue them for emotional trauma.
Would you quit, though, is what I'm asking you.
I could sue while keeping my job, right?
No! Would you quit your job if you found out that you were a DEI hire?
It's one thing getting the position.
It's a yes or no question.
Just listen. It's one thing. No, shut up and listen.
We got him, boys.
No. It's one thing getting the job because I'm black, but if I'm doing well, I get to keep the job. If I'm only still hired because I'm black, I'd rather quit. But
Hired because you were black,
Listen to what I'm saying. There's a difference between being given a chance because you're black and still being allowed to work somewhere because you're doing well. If I was still at the job because, yeah, this nigga sucks at his job, but he's black, we're going to keep him there, I'll quit. Mm-hmm. But if I'm performing well, I'm bringing value to the company, I'm staying my ass home. I'm staying with the company.
But what I'm asking is, if you found out that the only reason that you got in is because you were black or whatever characteristics that they use, would you quit your job?
Why don't you understand? Don't want to be a DEI hire? It's the same thing. If you met a girl, she only got with you because she thought you were rich, but then she got to know you and they found out you were broke and she doesn't break up with you.
Nah, I'm not breaking up with that bitch.
But she's with you because she loves who you are. Nah, 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 nah. So
why? No. Initially, she only gave me a chance because she thought I had money. You gotta go.
But now she found out you don't have money. But she's in love with you regardless. You gotta go.
Yes.
What kind of stupidity is that?
Listen, It's based off of lies. The foundation is not sturdy.
The reason why she's still with you is not because of lies, because she actually likes who you are and she loves you, so she's staying.
But the only reason she gave me a chance was because she thought I had money.
Yeah, and when she realized she's still choosing to be with you.
Okay. Reason why she even gave me a chance, meaning that she had her gold digging glasses on, like, oh my God, I'm about to bust a lick on this nigga, right? And then that softened up her taking a liking to me.
Oh my God.
Meaning, if she never thought I had money, she would not give me a chance, and she would not take the time to find out who I am.
Yeah, but she did. And everything else,
she gotta go.
Being different, she gotta go. So, she's still choosing to be with you. So you would stay with her? Yeah, it's because she's with me because she wants to be with me. Not for some other ulterior motives like the beginning.
All right, watch this. I want to ask you this question, right? Let's see how good you are.
Don't make me stupid.
I'm not. All right? So let's say you cared about living, right? And you were in the hospital waiting for an organ transplant, right? Just hear me out. You were in the hospital waiting for an organ transplant, right? But there was someone else on the list that had a similar name to you or whatever. They thought it was you, so they went to give it to them, right? And then they figured out, oh, wait, that's not who we thought it was, right? Would you say, nah, continue to give them that
organ? How is that the same thing?
Hey, give it to me. Just answer the
question. How is that the same thing?
Let's answer the question.
How is that the same thing? I'm not answering that shit. I don't see the correlation.
Because you're not smart enough.
You stupid.
Think about it.
I got a better question for you.
Think about it.
I got a better question for you. Let's say you needed an organ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then a donor came around, right? Because, you know, he got in a horrible car accident, and then they're an organ donor, so they took out the organ you needed, right? You found out that guy was a KKK member. Would you still take that organ or no?
That's not the same question.
I know, this is just a different question.
Okay. I would still take the organ, but now let's make it even juicy. Let's say the guy was racist, but he thought you were white.
Trying to donate the organ to you. Then we find out.
Yeah, hey. And then after you accept the organ, they haven't put it in yet. And then they go, wait, it's a nigger? I'm sorry. It's a nigger? No. Would you be like, what the fuck? I'm keeping it. Or would you give it back to him?
I'd give it back to his ass.
Really? All right, cool. Now, let's do the reverse. Let's say you're giving this organ to this person. Oh my God, he seems like such a great guy.
Racist guy.
Whatever, right?
Skinhead.
Turns out it's a racist, trans, whatever group that you hate, right?
What the? I don't hate any groups. I don't hate any groups.
And then you find out, like, what the fuck? It's a racist or whatever, you know, skinhead or whatever, right? Would you say, you know what? I'm still going to give it to him, or would you take it back?
That's the thing. With me, when it comes to giving, if I'm giving, it's already given.
Okay, but you were about to sign the papers, then you find out, wait, what? He was a skinhead?
The moment I decide in my mind, if I said I'm giving, it's already given. The moment I said I'm giving you this, I think I'm giving you this, it's already given.
You're a weirdo.
I've never gone... Unless it's something that's like a detrimental to me, like completely detrimental. I'm like, oh, I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry. Something came up.
If you found out that you were a DEI hire, I say you should quit your job. And if you found out the person that you're donating your organ to is like a racist, a pedophile, or whatever, I say you take. Okay, fine. Let's say it's not race. Let's say it's a pedophile.
I'm giving them an organ. I'm not gonna be complicit in this. If I give him an organ to keep living, he's gonna use his newfound life to keep molesting. Why would I do that?
Hold on. What happened to when I already made up my mind on the giving, I'll still give it.
Yeah,
that's just who I am.
Certain things. It's not always, there are certain exceptions. Like a pedophile.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Right.
I said normally.
When I made up my mind,
I never said always. What the fuck? And also, it would be at my detriment. Knowing that I'm helping a pedophile live longer, why the fuck would I do that?
Because you've already made up your mind on giving.
No, that's an exception. You fucking...
I can't believe this nigga would give his organ to a pedophile after he found out that nigga's a pedophile. That's crazy. Guys, clip this, okay? This nigga said he would.
Okay,
just
how about
this?
Question for you. Would you give your organ to a pedophile if he was paying top dollar?
How much are we talking?
$150,000.
Here's what I would do, right?
And he knows, and he's like, I know I'm a pedophile, and I'm going to keep pedophiling. Give me the organ.
What I would do is, I would say, all right, cool. I would find a way to put some incurable disease in there, maybe like some AIDS or whatever. Sorry, so it's some HIV or whatever. Put that shit in there. And like, yes, sir, you can have it. And then he get it, he fucking dies. I'm not doing society a service.
And you're going to get paid.
And I'm going to get paid. You got to be smart,
all jokes aside, you can't put no fucking terminal disease in the organ before you
do don't know
it.
That.
I'm just saying,
you don't know that.
Hypothetically, you can't do any of that. Would you still give a pedophile your organ?
He's paying top dollars?
Top dollar.
I would take the money, hire like a hitman for like $10,000.
But you're risking going to jail. And you're short of organ.
Yeah, I got to think of a solution. All right. I'm just kidding, guys. Like, I would never take anything from a pedo.
Not money?
I ain't taking a dime
from
a pedo.
Knowingly, you would never knowingly take something from a ped.
Oh! Even better question. Let's say someone says, oh my God, I'm on my last dying breath. Like, I've known you for a while at work. You are a great person. I own this company. I'm donating to you $10 million. Right? Mm-hmm. And then... you find out that he was a pedo. Would you give back the money?
Hey, when I received the money, he wasn't a pedo. Hey, he wasn't. I saw that, man. He's already dead and gone.
No. He's not dead yet. He gives you the money. And then some weeks later, you find out that he's a pedo. Yes, he's still alive.
I would undo all his molestation by helping out a community of children. Like, I'm going to use that money to undo his crimes. As best as
money is the root of all evil. This nigga said he would keep the money. That's crazy.
You would give the money back?
Of course I'm keeping the money. What the
fuck?
Okay,
then.
I'm kidding. I'm giving back the money.
You're giving back the money.
Now, I would use $1 million to hire a hitman to off him. Oh, shit. He's already dying.
Yeah. Fuck. Why would you?
Okay. There's some justice that can be served with that money, so we have to figure out what's
that's what
balance.
I said, open up these gay conversion therapy hospitals, because these molestation victims usually turn gay. I'm undoing the damage. I'm undoing the damage. I'm undoing the trans. I'm undoing the gays. I'm gonna use that money.
Eyes gay no more. Eyes like women.
I'm gonna use some of that $10 million to help them out. How's that going to cost? $500,000, right?
You have a good heart.
I have a great heart.
I applaud you.
I have a great heart.
I applaud you.
I'm benevolent.
So now...
young God.
So if you were dying and an organ donor gave you their organ and turns out to be a pedophile, would you take it?
Is the organ going to now give me the urge to do pedophile shit?
Heart. Yes. Because it's going to be the heart.
I'm going to have the heart of a pedophile? I think the brain of a pedophile is worse. Heart?
It's the heart, bro.
Nah, that kind of addiction doesn't stem from the heart. That comes from the brain.
It's the heart. Oh, okay, because you know how blood flows through your body? So, like, every time you see kids, the heart's going to pump blood to your dick. You're going to get hard. You're like, this nigga is now a pedophile because he accepted some fucking organ from a pedo.
That was good.
Oh shit.
That's a good question.
That right there is a skit.
That's a skit. We gotta make this happen.
Oh god, fucking shit.
Would you accept an organ from a criminal that would make you become, that would give you those urges from that criminal?
Mm.
right?
If you receive an organ from a thief, you'll become
a kleptomaniac. If you receive an organ from a to start, you know, wanting to.
Okay, two crimes that I would never, like, two types of criminals that I would never fuck with. For sure. Pedos. Any, like, sexual crimes. Mm-hmm. Like, any sexual criminals, fuck no. And thieves. If you're stealing, like, to, you know, to feed yourself and family or whatever, like, I can give that a pass. But if you're just a thief.
Yeah, but the organ use is going to give you those urges to do the crimes they tend to, they did.
I'm not doing it, bruh.
So you're not getting it? Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Good answer.
How did we get to DI?
I love it's the weave. As Daddy Trump would say. As Daddy Trump would say, it's the weave.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm team Joe Biden.
Okay. Get his organs. You end up with dementia. Anyway. That's been it. It's been an episode of Twin Tents. Hopefully we didn't coon too much for you. Hopefully we just cooned just enough to gain a white following, but not too much mm-hmm. where we lost a black following.
Black followings, yes.
It's all about all balance.
Two subscribers that we have. So yeah.
186 subscribers, sir.
Wow, we got that many? Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I don't know why you're putting we in winning in life. Me, but anyway.
W chat, WW the chat, we, W for we,
shut
chat,
the W for fuck we chat. Up.
tap the screen, chat, tap the screen.
Anyway, we're out. Have a good one.